Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
It's the Moving Up Show. We've got a really busy show today. Josh, what's your recipe?
Teeth twists.
Sounds delicious. Charles, what are you talking about today?
Dying light.
Dying light, that sounds really morbid. I hope it's a bit more cheerful than it sounds.
It's totally not.
Oh dear. We've got a special guest coming in a bit later. Jack, who's an apprentice at Key Arts. And Toby, there's an event going on.
And you can hop aboard the beer and buses again. This is the second day. Enjoy.
I'm still looking after the glitter ball while Josie's away. So here's Strictly Sequins. This week on Strictly, it was movie week. What a spectacular show. There was dances inspired by The Matrix, Grease and Back to the Future. Harry, did you watch it?
No.
Didn't think you would.
Who were the best dancers this week then?
Well, Harry, I know that you'll be really interested to hear that at the top of the leaderboard this week, it was Faye and Giovanni. They did a Grease-inspired quick step that even saw the most stingy judge, Craig, score a 9, and it gave them a 36 overall. Shirley, who's the head judge, said it was one of the best quick steps that she'd ever seen on Strictly. Hot on their heels are Ashley and Pasha, so they seem to be sort of dominating the top of the leaderboard, these two couples, and they scored 35 with a dirty dancing salsa. Darcy said that the performance was totally fearless.
Who left the competition this week?
Well, poor old Lee Ryan. He was in the dance-off last week, and again he was in the dance-off this week. The other couple were Charles and Karen. Charles and Karen did an American Smooth, inspired by An Officer and a Gentleman. And Lee, Ryan and Nadia did a Back to the Future inspired Cha-Cha-Cha, which Craig, with his usual cutting remarks, said it was for me just full of camp mincing around. Ouch!
Which were your favourite this week, Claire?
Well, do you know what? I really liked Stacey and Kevin. It was utterly, utterly ridiculous. They were dressed in yellow as minions, dancing the jive to the song Happy. It couldn't get more ridiculous, but it was such high energy and such fun. I loved it.
I hear there was a bit of a scandal this week.
Well, yes, the Strictly curse has raised its ugly head again. And the comedian Sean Walsh was caught kissing his dance partner outside a club on Saturday. And there's been a huge Twitter spat. I think he's been ceremoniously dumped by his girlfriend. And frankly, I don't blame her.
I'm Josh, and this is my recipe of the week.
What are you making this week, Josh?
This week, I'm making cheese straws.
And what is involved in making cheese straws?
You'll need 150 grams of plain flour, quarter level teaspoon of salt, a good pinch of cayenne pepper, 50 grams cheddar cheese, and 3 tablespoons of water.
And how do you make these twisty things?
You need to sieve the flour, salt and pepper into a mixing bowl, lightly grease the baking sheet, and grate the cheese finely. Cut the margarine into pieces, add the flour and rub in until the mixture looks like fine breadcrumbs. Add the cheese and mix thoroughly. Add sufficient water to mix to a pileable dough using a palette knife. Knead lightly on a floured surface, roll out to about 5 centimetres thick, cut strips of 12.5 by 1 centimetre. Carefully twist each strip of pastry twice and place on the baking sheet. Bake at 200 degrees for 15 minutes till golden brown. Remove carefully to a wire wrap.
They sound delicious, Josh. I bet they'll disappear like Salah in the Man City game.
You've been listening to Josh's Recipe of the Week.
Hello, I'm Chaz, and I'm going to be talking about Dying Light, based on a zombie survival game, and I'm here to ask Harry some questions if he's played it or not.
Nah, this is actually one that I haven't played. I know it's rare for me not to have played a video game. So what's it about?
Basically, you start off as a guy and you go around and survive and you get to craft your own weapons, upgrade them, and it's just so fun.
Is it anything like Dead Rising?
No, not really. It's more more up-to-date version, I think so.
Yeah, because Dead Rising in the time was a good game. I mean, I haven't played Dying Light, so is it a similar concept?
Yes, I think so, because I've only played it for like, I think it was 2 hours last night. So I really enjoyed it. The funny thing was, I've got the extended pack, so I've got all the bonus gear as well.
Yeah, I mean, with games like that, though, you know, zombie games have always been popular. How do the graphics look?
Graphics, oh my god, it's so entertaining. Like, it's different shades, it's like a brand new 4K TV been putting it on to the game. It's so nice.
Yeah, because that's a problem with a lot of games, you know, that used to be. They were really good storylines and compelling, but they just didn't have the graphics to back it up, did they?
Yeah. See, on Dying Light, they have a campaign, and also you can do what you want for hours. Like, what I was doing, I'm just killing around 100 zombies with, like, a crop sword, just, like, doing whatever you want to do to upgrade your stuff.
So it's a good game to sit down and chill and just, you know, be by yourself.
Yeah, have a couple of beers, why not?
Yeah, see what happens. Well, I might have to give that a try.
Yeah, whenever you want to borrow it, just let me know.
Alright, talk to you next week.
Today we have Jack with us from Key Arts and Ventnor Exchange.
Jack, what is your job role?
My job role is an apprentice events coordinator.
That sounds good. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's really good, thank you.
Are there any events coming up soon that we should see?
There's actually a punk-themed art exhibition going on in the Key Arts Gallery from the 1st of December to the 9th of February.
Oh, cool. Is that something young people would like?
Yeah, I think so. It's definitely something interesting to introduce yourself to.
So, Jack, tell us, what is in the exhibition?
In the exhibition is a mix of punk paraphernalia and objects, clothes, accessories, all that sort of thing, from the 70s through to the present day. It's all a big mixture of different stuff. Really interesting, loads of little bits from people's past that may remind them of what they used to live.
So really it's an exhibition that would be good for people who were punk rockers back in the day and are looking to reminisce, and also for young people who wanted to find out a bit more about the punk rock scene.
Exactly that, Claire.
Thank you.
Last week we were talking about things for young people to do on the island.
So Jack, is there anything going on for young people at the moment?
As a matter of fact, at Ventnor Exchange currently, we are getting ready to host a film competition in partnership with the Ventnor Arts Club and the Ventnor Film Society. The competition is to make a music video for a list of bands that we've chosen from the island or from up on mainland. The workshop will go from 24th to 26th of October, where young people can visit Ventnor Exchange on them dates and be introduced to filmmaking. So it will be teaching you how to edit your own film, how to shoot it, how to plan it, all this lovely professional stuff that you can learn, which is a really lovely experience.
That sounds like a really good opportunity for anybody who's creative. And Jack, the most important thing, is there a prize for this competition?
£250 cash.
Wow. Where's the entry forms? Now, how can we enter?
You can enter by going on the Ventnor Exchange website. The closing date for applying is the 30th of November.
Great, thanks for that info. And Jack, is it right that you were once a part of the 4Ps?
It is right, quite a few many years ago.
And how did you find the experience of the 4Ps?
Really, really amazing. I experienced so much professional stuff that I never thought I'd experienced before. Lots of taught me how to be very professional on the air, and sort of helped me build my confidence on talking to a audience.
Wow, I think that shows, Jack. Thanks very much for joining us today.
It's all right.
Well, that was a busy programme, and here's another busy fella. Toby, you've had a really busy weekend, I understand.
Yeah, I have. It's coming to the end of day two of Beer and Buses.
It's your favourite time of year.
It's the only weekend that I actually have something to do.
Aww.
Mainly because there is actually, in winter, everything's pretty much closed, but...
So all you bus enthusiasts have got together?
Pretty much. There's a few people missing, but that's because they ran out of money.
Oh, shame. Not enough fare.
And yeah, overall there's been like over 100 actually preserved retired buses running for Beer and Buses, including the five Vectis Blue school buses that Southern Vectis have supplied us to help out with if one breaks down, that which is really highly unlikely. And yeah, it just brings old and new, and in total on the island we have nearly 200 buses running this weekend because of Southern Vectis have got most of their fleet out, their current fleet of vehicles, which is all different ages and that. So yeah.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see you again, Toby, at the Beers and Buses Hunger Quite Point or something with you.
Probably, if you can find me. Probably. If you can find me, you can, and that'd be easy. I'm not going to be wearing this though. And we've got Josh in the corner, right? He's not saying it, he's looking at us just like, hang on, what are we doing? What am I doing here? Anything you want to say?
Listen to us on FM 104.6 and online.